It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's not what I wanted to play.
But I liked it.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
That's what I was looking for. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's all coming up on February 6th. We're all going to be out at Buzz Babe McKenzie's birthday bash.
Oh, man.
Come on. Us, all the Buzz Babes, Katie, Beth Ann, everybody from the show.
Friday, Joe?
Joe will be there, too.
Yeah. On time?
No. Friday, February 6th from 9 to 11. We'll stay later at the Bungalow in Chantilly, Virginia. 13891 Metro Tech Drive. Online, you can find out about it at bungalowforyou.com. We'll have balloons. I love it. Sounds like we're doing an appearance in a car wash.
We'll have balloons?
Balloons, hats, balloons? And even a birthday cake. The first 106 people that come to the Bungalow on Friday night, February 6th,
yes,
will receive their own birthday gift. One will contain an 8-gig iPod Nano along with $21 to start filling it up.
Coolness.
Our little McKenzie finally able to party her butt off, and what a nice butt it is. We'll be there Friday night, February 6th. Info and directions at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we look forward to seeing you there. I am very, very excited about that party. Should be fun.
It will be.
Right now, I got a chance for you to be a winner. A pair of tickets for you to win them before you can buy them.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band working on a gig tour. I'm sorry, working on a dream tour. Monday night, May 18th, 7:30 at the Verizon Center. Tickets on sale this Monday morning at 10. Get yours at Live Nation. Caller 100 right now. Gets the tickets to see Bruce Springsteen. Who doesn't want to go to see that show?
Ever see him in concert?
Never had the pleasure of seeing the Stones. Oh. Seen a lot of acts, but I have not seen Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce,
I'd love
is
to go.
Pretty amazing.
All right, caller 100, 800-636-1067 is a winner right now, and let's get our last look at news with the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Well, thank you, Mike. One of the hot topics a lot of places, especially in Arizona these days, is the use of traffic enforcement cameras, speed cams, red light cams. The governor there says it's the number one complaint she hears, and the topic is keeping Arizona's radio talk show hosts in business. But a new survey there says that 63% of the voters want the program to continue. The survey says 69% support speed cameras and that 84% support red light cameras. The survey was paid for by the company that makes and sells the cameras.
Of course it was. Everybody hates those cameras.
And there's a new study today to tarnish the good name of cell phones further. As FARC.com puts it, the study essentially says that cell phones have the same effect on teenagers that headlights have on deer. What this new University of Alabama study does say is that kids are 43% more likely to be hit by a car while crossing the street if they're talking on their phone at the time.
That's scary.
Would have loved this story before last Saturday.
As a matter of fact, tomorrow on the program, we're going to talk to Rob Spiewak about the fact that he's buying children cell phones. How old are your kids, Rob?
6 and 8.
6 and 8, and Rob's, have you already sprung for the cell phone?
Yeah, they split one, Mike. They don't each have their own.
And he's even got an opinion.
He's got them on a route to school that involves no street crossing.
Mm-hmm. Actually, they don't have to cross the street.
See?
So there.
For starters.
Mr. Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
The study says, first of all, kids talking on cell phones walk 20% slower, making them a target longer. And that thing you taught them about looking both ways, the looking also gets cut, you know, 20%.
Having a 13-year-old and an 11-year-old, they are pretty well obsessed with the cell phones.
Very
right
much
now.
Attached to them.
And the phone in general. You know, now when I've got my kids with me on the weekend and I go into the house and I see the message waiting, I don't even bother to check.
You know, right. It's for them.
Because it's for them.
Of course.
And I'm a chauffeur as well, and that's just the way life goes, and then you die.
They're at that age.
So they walk 20% slower if they have a cell phone on, like talking?
If they're talking on the phone as they cross the street, and they're 20% less likely to look both ways.
Let's do an experiment to have Joe walk with a cell phone and see if he goes backwards.
Yeah, put him right out on Main Street.
That'd be good.
Right around rush hour.
It's finally here, apparently, the real Cloak of Invisibility.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. Give me that one again, Buzz.
The real Cloak of Invisibility. Researchers at Duke University have developed a material that can block certain wavelengths to make a thing appear to disappear.
See, Beth Ann's wearing one right there.
She's in here? Ah! The Invisible Man stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think this is cool.
A little Harry Potter for those who follow that book.
Right.
A series of books.
Look at me. I'm behind you.
I Harry Boo.
But I can see everything.
I'm touching your nipple.
I can see everything.
I know you can. That's the way I intended to be.
Why don't you wear the pants of invisibility?
Would you like to see my wand?
No.
You sure?
Positive.
Come on, I'm invisible.
Who are you?
I'm Harry Potter. You're Rob.
This cloak of invisibility, based on the natural phenomenon known as the mirage, when heat rising off the ground causes light rays to bend, hiding whatever behind it.
I'll cause it to bend.
Now, researchers say they can bend a much wider range of rays, from regular light to infrared to electromagnetic and microwaves.
Is this the same technology they use when they send out those microwaves to make people hot? You know how they have the big crowd that they talk about, where they send out the thing and they do that?
Not exactly. No, this could bend those waves.
Oh, they bend the waves.
Yeah, that's how they make things appear to disappear.
Is that similar to the experience you had when you were a younger man when you told me you bent waves by eating those crazy mushrooms?
That's, now you're on to something.
Very good.
That's how it's done.
Sehr gut.
The material is made actually from tens of thousands of pieces of fiberglass.
Fiberglass?
Like the pink stuff up in the attic.
Yes, einen fiberglassen.
How are the things going with the twins?
Very good. The twins, we are making several strides in the medical technology. We are trying to get the experiments to be a little more efficient.
I see.
So that more of them will last long.
Have you met Harry Potter?
I understand today. I flew into your country just this morning.
Really?
Yes. I heard about those octoplets.
Yes.
Fascinating.
Isn't it?
Yes.
What could you do with that?
Who's more curious about the octoplets, the Nazis or the Today Show?
It's a very close. Very, very close.
Good question.
I wonder.
As a matter of fact, could you do something about Ann Curry?
Oh, there's nothing we can do about her.
Cloak of invisibility.
She is entrenched.
What about her twin, Dan Curry?
Dan Curry. Oh, she makes a lovely curry chicken.
Yes.
That's very, very tasty.
For the first time in, speaking of special effects, for the first time in Super Bowl history, viewers can watch a series of commercials shown in 3D this Sunday.
Nope. Not going to do it.
Answer is no.
Nope. Beth Ann? Beth Ann
brought him something.
Beth Ann, don't run away when you make that mistake. What? No.
Well, too late.
Too late. I was uploading video. Do you think it matters? Shouldn't I say that before we give the news? He's almost done. Why should I say the final buzz is brought to you by Expedia? Save on great vacations during the Expedia winter sale going on now. I was supposed to say that before.
I know.
You came running in with it.
So you're not going to say it?
No, I'm not saying it.
We'll lose the buy, then.
I'm sorry. That's all there is to it.
Sorry, Expedia.
Thank you, Expedia.
3D commercials on the Super Bowl. According to NBC's website, the network will air its first ever all 3D commercial break during Super Bowl 43.
Very good.
The annual football extravaganza is known for airing its quirky commercials. All the slots are reported to cost around $3 million for 30 seconds during Sunday's Arizona Cardinals-Pittsburgh Steelers Super Bowl matchup.
I am pleased to report that anyone who will be viewing the Super Bowl at my house, I have secured 12 pairs of the special glasses.
Very
wonderful.
Good.
So you can see those in 3 days.
Congratulations to Jesse Zapia, or Zapia, Z-A-P-P-I-A. Jesse Zapia from Inwood, West Virginia.
Yes.
Don't even know where that is. He wins a pair of tickets of Wynnum before you can buy him tickets to see Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band working on a dream tour Monday night, May 18th. Get yours at LiveNation.com. Congratulations to Jesse. He's the big winner. Congratulations, Jesse.
Was there something else on that paper that Joe brought you? May I see it?
Yes, a porno picture of a dwarf, male dwarf.
Oh, no.
That's Joe for you. Absolutely.
He looks hours for that.
Congratulations,
that's
Jesse.
So small.
Very nice. I know he's a small person.
Yes.
Whoever thought Beirut would become the world's top tourist destination?
Did you say Beirut?
No, I said Beirut.
What the hell was that?
What was that?
I think you dropped a plate or something, didn't you?
I didn't touch anything.
Well, you dropped something on the floor. Right?
I put a piece of plastic down.
Well, that's
down.
The noisiest damn paper I ever heard.
What was that?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Now I'm confused. Is there a ghost in here?
Someone wearing a cloak of invisibility.
It's me.
Oh, it's still here.
Are you here?
Really? What the hell? Did that come from your side?
I don't know. I heard it in my headphones.
All right, I give up today. Today, I don't know. I really don't know.
I swear I don't
know. I didn't touch anything that made a metallic sound. It was a metallic sound, like some sort of coffee can, right?
It sounded like.
And nobody knows what it was.
Nobody knows.
Sounded like a coffee can full of nails.
That's spooky.
Jesus Christ.
Well,
when you're in here and you're with two people, and
right?
You know the sound didn't come from you, and you guys know it didn't
come
from you.
I know it didn't come from me.
Jesus, what was it?
I don't know.
What could have caused that? I put this
Somebody
down.
Would have to crawl around on the floor to see.
Know. That makes me crazy.
Could be a headphone jack.
No.
No? The Lebanese capital, Beirut, is number one as a tourist attraction, according to the New York Times travel section. D.C. ranks in second place.
I know what it was.
Behind Beirut.
I know what it was.
What?
My pot fell over.
Ah.
ass.
If I
ass,
am
double
I
an ass.
Because,
why am I an
because
ass?
You don't even look or think, and you immediately say, not me, not me. And it was you.
No.
And you didn't claim responsibility.
Mike, I'm claiming responsibility now.
Too late.
Now. Did it sound like that?
That's a great sound.
It did sound
drop
like
it on
that.
The floor, see how it sounds.
It won't sound as good on the floor because it's not tile.
Hearing a lot of that in Iceland.
It was Rob.
You know what Buzz likes?
What's that?
Pot.
I would have felt, that would have bothered me. All, that's how obsessive compulsive I am about that particular thing. Mm-hmm. I would have been concerned about all that night. All the way home.
Mm-hmm. You know what? And I had a guess as to what it was. I thought it was a stapler.
Hey, that's a good idea. Hey, we might give away those Springsteen tickets for guess what's in Rob's pants tomorrow.
I guess what's clanking in Rob's pants.
What's clanking? Rob, find some proper items for your pants tomorrow.
Okay.
Very good. All right, Buzz. Go ahead.
Something noisy, I hope.
I don't know what it was.
So, yeah, Beirut, the number one tourist destination this year, followed by Washington, D.C. By the way, that's what they're doing in Iceland. Now that the government has fallen apart there, people are outside the Capitol banging pots and pans just like
all right,
that.
Now cut it out.
It's like what a up? News actuality is
I
what that is.
I don't hear a thing.
Jesus.
Only two other American destinations made the top 10 for tourist lists this year. Las Vegas at number 5 and Hawaii at number 7.
What was the number 7?
Hawaii.
Thank you.
Finally, from our They Might Be Heroes department, Bernie Madoff, bad guy.
Boo. Bad guy, boo.
Madoff boo. With people's life savings, and right. He's still rich. The other night, some teenagers coated his mansion in Palm Beach, Florida with toilet paper.
Yeah, that's the kind of the thing I was looking mm-hmm. at and thinking about, but not bad enough.
They called the local paper, these kids did, they called the paper to take responsibility for their deed. They even told the newspaper reporter that their parents had given them permission to do this after their parents lost their trust funds to old Bernie.
Oh,
I would too.
By the time the police arrived to investigate, the toilet paper had already been removed. And Bernie's housekeeper decided not to press charges.
Isn't that nice of her?
That's the thing about Bernie. He hires really nice people.
Yeah, right.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Want to thank Joe Theismann down in Tampa.
Yeah.
On the golf course in Tampa.
Yeah, and he see birdied 11 and 12.
Mike. Great to be Joe Theismann. Thanks for coming on talking Super Bowl. Also, Bodog Sportsbook Manager Richard Gardner. Thanks for joining us. Tomorrow we will talk to Spot Bowl's David Schopner about the Super Bowl commercials and journalist Adrian Bashuk will join us. He spent 4 days at Gitmo. He'll have all the details on that. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK in Fairfax and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you,
yes.
Our heads are clear, our tummies are full. Tomorrow it's a haggis train that we'll pull.
Oh, no.
Send us an email with your suggestion of what can lead to our indigestion. You name it, we'll eat it easy peasy, even if it makes us queasy. Until tomorrow, enjoy your dinner. Days like this might make me thinner. All right, ladies and gentlemen, see you tomorrow for another big show. Good night.
Good night.
Yay, hey. Yes, put it away.
Hey. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.